Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. You never know. This could be your letter. You just never know. Subject: she wants to buy my special sauce. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 37-year-old married man with one son from a previous marriage and one son with my new wife. I've been remarried for almost 4 years, and my life is great now. I have a great relationship with my ex-wife, and my son is staying with me because he needs a strong male role model in his life. My wife is friendly with my ex-wife, and that makes me love her even more. I do believe she's what I needed in my life all along. She loves me unconditionally, and when I lost my job last year, she didn't miss a beat with supporting me and stepping in to take care of our family. So here's my problem. My ex-wife's family is very wealthy. So she gave me a small loan when I lost my job, and I never told my wife about it. It has helped out a lot, and my wife thinks I've been using a portion of my savings. My ex-wife called me a few months ago and said she really wants another baby, and she's running out of time because she's 36 years old. She told me that she wants her children to have the same father. So she propositioned me about giving her another baby. I told her she was crazy as hell to even ask me that. She sweetened the deal by offering me $25,000 for my special sauce.
Wow.
She said all I have to do is donate sperm, or I can make love to her one last time. She said she preferred the make love option. I almost told her I didn't love her, but I caught myself. I told her that I wasn't going to do it either way, and she gave me an ultimatum. She said, either I give her the sauce or make love to her, or she's telling my wife about the loan. I need the money real bad, but I'm not jeopardizing my marriage for her. Should I tell my wife about everything before my ex-wife does? Please help. Okay, how stupid are you right now, all right? I need the money real bad, but I'm not jeopardizing my marriage for her. Okay, there's your answer right there. Then you ask, should I tell my wife about everything before my ex-wife does? Well, you know, my answer is yes, of course. And the reason I say that, well, we all know that if Steve were here, and these guys too, they're going to say I'm wrong for doing this, but we know if Steve were here, we'd be arguing about this right now. But I don't see that you have much of a choice here. You left yourself wide open when you accepted the money initially, and you know she would want something in return. That's how this game goes. Everything costs, you know, favor for favor. And listen, I don't think you're serious enough about all of this. You're calling your sperm, you know, your special sauce and all of that. Come on now. This is not a joke. If you make the wrong move here, your ex-wife could ruin you, and you already know that. You said it in your letter. You're not going to jeopardize your marriage for her, and your current wife could leave you as well if she finds out. That's why you need to tell her. If she's as great of a partner as you say, your wife will understand eventually. Of course, she's going to be mad at first and all of that because you didn't tell her about the loan up front, but at least you didn't do anything all the way stupid, like sleep with your ex already and, you know, give her your so-called special sauce and make another baby. Trust me, your wife would be inconsolable if you have another child with your ex. There's no coming back from that. So I say it's in your best interest not to continue the lies and the deceit and come clean now. Lay it all on the table, because if you don't, you could lose everything that you treasure so much. So again, don't be stupid, okay? Don't be stupid. Please, work out a payment plan with your ex after you tell your wife, and make sure your wife is included in all this from now on. Otherwise, this is just stupid and you're going to be ruined and divorced. Jay, come on.
Shannon is absolutely right. Don't be stupid and tell her a damn thing. Don't. I don't know you. You don't know me. But you don't tell your wife a damn thing. If it comes out, it comes out, okay? And with the loan that you got, you want to go to your wife and say, remember that loan I got? Here's the things that we got with that loan. So you would let her know that that money was spent directly on her. Now, as far as your special sauce, she wants to have a baby the old-fashioned way. What you do, because obviously you've been thinking about it, and the sex is obviously... The sex is obviously good. I mean, you ain't, you know, because you didn't go like we were talking earlier in the show. It's actually really good. So here's what you do. You put a clamp on it for as long as you can put a clamp on it. Meaning you get temporarily fixed, just temporarily. Okay. And then you go. Yes, you can. And then you go for the practice. You get as much practice with your ex as you possibly can. You can just say, I'm trying, baby. I don't know what's wrong, but I'm trying to give you this baby. Yeah, you take the $25,000.
Take me back to the clamp, though, Jay. I ain't heard.
You can have it. You can put a slip knot in it, Tommy. You have to go to the. Okay, you ain't laughing. Don't listen to this.
No, I'm for real. I want to know.
Tommy, you can put a slip knot in it, and then when you're ready for things to come through, you just pull the little string, and it flows. I don't know how they fix it up. I heard about it. I seen it on TV, but you can get that done.
I'm thinking of the little clips
put on your bag. Yes, exactly
bag
what
of
it
potato
is.
Chips.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm thinking something like that.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Hang on. We'll have part two of the strawberry letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject, she wants to buy my special sauce. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams.
The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
All right, guys, we're back. This is an unusual strawberry letter because we got some unusual information from Jay. The subject is, she wants to buy my special sauce. Now, I'm going to recap the letter for you. 37-year-old married man wrote in. He has a son from a previous marriage, one from his new wife. He's loving his new life with his new wife of 4 years. His son from his ex-wife is living with him because he wants a role model in his life, a male role model. The wife, the ex-wife, and the current wife are very friendly. The ex-wife's family is very wealthy. I don't know why he divorced her then. The ex-wife's family is very, very, very wealthy.
But what happened was
this man, 37-year-old married man, lost his job last year. So what makes his wife, current wife, even more special is that she didn't miss a beat with stepping up and taking care of the family while he's temporarily, we hope, out of work. But in the meantime, his ex-wife gave him a loan that he did not tell his wife about. Yeah. So he didn't tell her. So now the ex-wife is coming to him saying she wants another child. She's 36. She wants to hurry up. And she either wants to do it the old-fashioned way where he makes love to her for one last time so she can get a child, or they can do it, you know, the other way with a sperm donor. And that's why he's saying special sauce. He could be a sperm donor. So that's where we are in this letter. And if he doesn't give her what she wants in terms of another baby, then she's going to tell his wife about the loan, which he didn't tell. Wow. So he doesn't want to jeopardize his marriage. So he's asking the question, should he tell his wife about everything before his ex-wife does? That is the question. I said, yes, most definitely tell her. And Jay said, absolutely not. That would be stupid. And now let's hear what Tommy has to say.
You don't divulge any information that she don't know about. Women don't need to know things that they don't know about. They really don't.
Whatever. Oh, we're not stupid.
All right.
Let's go, Tommy.
One thing we all agree on is he's stupid. Let's get that right.
Yeah.
One thing we all agree on is
he is definitely stupid.
Yeah. Everything he has done has been stupid. When you took that loan from that lady, that was stupid. You should not have done that. The fact that you are entertaining, giving this lady a child, that's even more stupid. The fact that you wrote us with this is stupid.
Come
on, ready to love. Come on.
But let me drop this on you. You got a nice wife. She got your back. She done stepped up. Now, when she's stepping up and she taking care of the family because you lost your job, you step up and go get some money somewhere else. That was stupid. So you're not going to believe Tommy's suggestion. I think you need to tell your wife everything.
You know what?
I will totally disown you, Tommy.
From now on out, you are totally disowned.
You got to hear me out, though,
done.
Jay. You got to fix this because you don't want her coming to your wife with this. You got to sit down and tell your wife, I made a mistake. I took some money I shouldn't have. And I'll be honest with you. I have been on the flip side of this. I have loaned money before and did it without talking to my wife, which is not the cool thing to do. And then guess what? It'll come back around, and she's going to find out about it. Oh, so you loaned such and such some money. And if any of your family members, friends, I've done it. I've gotten myself in trouble. But let me tell you something. You got to nip this in the bud right now. Tell your wife what you did and say, I made a big mistake, but here's what she's throwing at me, and she's trying to hold this over me. That's the only way out. I tell you what, you want to make it worse? Go give up, baby. You want to make it worse? Ignorant. Stupid ass. You want to make it worse? Go give up, baby.
How stupid is he?
You know what? Until you do right by me, Tommy. Until you do right by me.
Jay, hey. Did I hear you say you were hurt by Tommy's answer?
I'm so hurt. Tell her everything. I'm crushed.
He's got to come clean on this one, Jay. There's no turning back.
You know what this is? Let me tell you what this is, y'all. Everybody listen. This is ready to love advice. That's exactly He's doing a commercial right now for his show. He's talking ready. He's She's talking excuse ready me. To love, y'all.
I'm sorry, I gotta be real with you.
Excuse me, ready to love is great. You absolutely, but this is classic Shirley Strawberry, Strawberry letter advice. That is what this is.
I'm hurt, y'all.
I had to come clean on this one. You got to tell her what you did. Own up to your mistake. And guess what? She will accept that you will borrow some money. Nobody's going to accept you got a baby coming.
You got a baby. Nobody's going to accept that. And he knows that. He said it in his letter. I'm not jeopardizing my marriage for her. He knows this woman. She will go right to his ex-wife.
We're breaking up the group,
right,
Shirley. The group is breaking up. We're breaking up over this.
Jay, I had to make. He needs some sense, Jay. We got to be real with him. He got to know. You got to tell your wife what you have done wrong. Own up to it. She gonna be mad about it. But I promise you, your wife gonna be way less mad.
You
come home with a baby.
Because BS, boy, don't go in that room. Don't go in there with that man.
Okay. Can we also discuss why he divorced the first wife in the first place?
The one that had all the money. Yeah, that was really stupid, right there.
My ex-wife's family is very wealthy. Can we also say that? How stupid are you, sir?
Yeah, really stupid.
You should have stayed with her.
You should have stayed with her. And he could have had all the babies he wanted. All right. Thank
tell
you,
your
guys.
Wife, man. Tell your wife.
Please tell your wife. All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, sports talk right after this.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.